Hello, I'm Isawellen, and this is Isawellen Writes Grown-Up Storytime. Welcome. So today I'm going to do something I haven't done for a while. I'm going to read from a chapter of Leanne Ryan's book, Used, that she has sent me to be able to read. Leanne Ryan's is a fantastic Omegaverse author. Yes, I can talk. She has stories in the Auctioned Omegaverse anthology. She has a book called, coming out soon, called Owned, Omega Market Book 3. I'm reading from Used, a dark sci-fi Omegaverse romance, which is Omega Market Book 1. She also has a Book 2 called Flawed. There's Omega Prize, the Omega Prize, the Legion's Omegas Book 1, Autumn's Rescue, Alpha Barbarians Book 4. I'm just going down her Amazon page and just reading off her books. She has a fantastic selection, a couple series set in different worlds. The Barbarian books are very much kind of a medieval, Viking-ish feel, horses living in caves, living in villages, swordplay books. You have Omega Suppressed, Hired for Heat, Bear's Honor, Varric's Price, Hired to Protect. The Hired series are set in a future where Omegas are protected and Betas are protected and Alphas live in kind of controlled environments. Very cool. Different and interesting. She just has, her world building is really fantastic. There's so much going on. There are different societies in each of her books. She has sci-fi books, Saving the Omegas, Winning His Omega. She just is quite prolific, and very talented. So really check her out. I'm going to read this chapter now from Used. It is chapter 17 from Elise's point of view. The throbbing in her head was muted by the delicious scent that curled around her. Pressing her face into the pillow beneath her head, Elise pulled in a lungful of rich, creamy mocha that made her core flutter. Rubbing herself into the soft blankets, her eyes peeled open and she froze. A lime green gaze held her immobile, the slit pupil making her mind go blank before the memory of what happened returned in a rush. With a startled yelp, she scrambled to push herself away from the Alpha standing at the foot of the bed. Her eyes darted around, not recognizing the room she was in. The walls and the flooring were nothing like what she had seen in the Chancellor's hopper, and her heart plunged as she realized this man must have taken her to a different ship. Motion drew Elise's attention back to the hulking Alpha, and she realized he no longer wore his black shirt. The ink that covered one arm spilled over onto a chest that could have been cut from stone. Eyes traveling down the ridge of muscles that led to his pants, she realized he had opened his belt and was working on the button beneath. What are you doing? Her voice came out a whisper, air rushing from her lungs as her heart rate lurched into incredible rates. Getting ready to fuck you. Her mind stuttered, each gasp of air inadequate as her head began to spin. You, wait! Elise tried to speak between pants, holding up a hand to stall the man as he lowered his zipper. Shaking her head, she pressed harder against the wall. Her frantic gaze around the dim room showed her no escape. The Alpha smirked as his pants dropped, the last piece of fabric covering his manhood, leaving little to the imagination as his erection strained against it. Elise was sure her heart was going to explode. There was no way it could keep up at the rate it was going. Dizzy, she shook her head as the Alpha moved onto the end of the bed. No, no, you can't. Elise tried to lunge off the bed as a large hand wrapped around her ankle. She was yanked back, the Alpha's body pressing her flat into the mat in a matter of seconds, his heat soaking into her. He caught her wrists as she swung at him, transferring both to one hand as he pulled them above her head. Straddling her thighs, chest pressed to hers, the man left no room for Elise to escape. Burying his nose against her neck, she heard him draw in a deep breath before letting out a rumble that vibrated through her chest. Where his previous growl had made her tense in fear, this one caused her core to clench, slick leaking out to soak her panties. Elise's cheeks heated. The alpha's tongue swiped along her neck and shoulder, sending goosebumps over her skin as she shivered. So sweet. The words were groaned against her neck, muffled by her flesh as he pressed his mouth against her. She felt tears slip from the corner of her eyes, her breath hitching on a sob. Please. Head rising, the man looked down at her. His pupils were blown, and Alpha's reaction to the pheromones in an omega slick. She could feel his hard shaft digging into her legs as she shifted to press her knees tighter together. He studied her face, eyes locking on her parted lips as she tried to suck in enough oxygen. So soft, beautiful. Elise ignored the way his words warmed her chest and sent chills down her spine. Her body responded to him naturally, but she had to stop him. Please, she begged again. Don't. Why not? You are unclaimed. You're an omega, and you were made for an alpha. His irises flexed, a spark of sense returning as he glared down at her. Elise kept still, not wanting to trigger his prey drive and lose him to instincts. I don't want this. Don't do this. The alpha growled again, her body responding with another rush of fluid. Don't lie, Omega. I can smell your arousal. Elise shook her head, but the alpha bared his teeth, growl increasing. She trembled under him, fighting the sobs so she could speak. I'm Trevins. Her eyes bulged at the snarl that came from him as he reared back. His free hand wrapped around her throat again as he forced a knee between her legs. All the more reason to fuck you then. Moving his hand from her throat to the back of her knee, he pried it open enough to slide his other leg between her thighs. Elise struggled, trying to dislodge him from his intimate location, but he simply pressed a hand to her pelvis and leaned down until his lips brushed against her ear. I'll send you back to him so full of my cum he'll never be able to wash the scent away. I'll ruin you for him. Every time he fucks you, you'll have to think of me to come. He sat up and looked down at her again as tears soaked into her hair. I bet he's waiting for your heat to claim you. How much will he be willing to pay for your return? Elise glared at him, the feeling of helplessness morphing into anger. Everything she wanted had been within her grasp, and this pirate was going to ruin it all. He won't pay anything if you take my virginity. She grit the words through clenched teeth, barely holding back her own growl. The alpha's eyes narrowed as his gaze trailed down her body. You lie. Elise huffed, irritation seething and warring with the fear. I'm sure you can look it up. It's in my records. He studied her for a moment longer before releasing her wrists and moving off the bed before she could react. Holding her arms to her chest, she scrambled back up the bed, rubbing her tingling hands. If I find out you're lying, I'll choke you on the cock of every alpha on board, as many times as it takes for me to be sure you'll never taste anything else. The alpha stepped into his pants, pulling them up before storming from the room. And that is chapter 17, Elise, from the book. What book is that from? Leanne Ryan's. I told you before, but I moved the page, so I believe it's from Used, book 1 of the Omega Market. which I believe is kind of a science fiction crossover. And right now, if you have Kindle Unlimited, you can get this one for free. And I think I'm going to need to do that. I need to catch up on reading Leanne's work. So how are you guys? I wanted to read a little bit. So thank you so much for listening to that chapter. I hope you enjoyed it. And thank you also for buying my new book, Her Broken Alpha. It's been doing pretty well on Amazon. We had the bestseller tag for the first couple of days, which was, oh my gosh. I'm feeling all formal because I needed to wrap my voice around Leanne's words and I didn't want to mess them up. But now that I can get sloppy and slurry again, oh my gosh. Readers, it's you. It's all you. I didn't spend or do or accomplish any great thing. You put my book in the bestseller category. And now I know I need to write better and do better so that I can stay there for longer. Because you guys are amazing to put me there. And I so want to give you what you want. I hope that that book comes with a reader letter just to let you know my plans so that you're not hanging on waiting for the next book in this series. I've got some other words to write. In fact, I am working on I'm working on a villain chapter because I'm making it epic. And I hope that you guys enjoy the route that I'm taking it. The story base isn't really going to change, but I'm working on that today. Going forward, I was going to end this podcast, but I think you guys, even though I haven't gotten a lot of feedback and I would love your feedback, what I do see is the downloads of listens and how that is increasing. So, and I also get a chance, come on, to talk to people like Seven and Stefan and Shelley and Angelique, and so many people that like Sleepless and just more coming up even, and talking to Stefan and Shelley again. I was teasing them today. They are such a cute couple. Wouldn't it be fun to do something with them like that old show, The Newlywed Show, where you ask questions about their relationship and or personal questions about one person and the other person has to answer? Maybe Hans can help me craft some really good questions. What do you think? I think that would be fun. I would love to do things where we laugh. I would love to explore more, just talking to more people, more writers, whether you write romance or erotica. I would love to connect with more. I'd love to talk about the writing process, about publishing to Medium. My friend Cal, who was on, actually published Literotica, and he had a story stolen, and somebody else was selling it on, with a bunch of other stories, on Amazon. And then he turned it around and made it, and then he's now selling it on Amazon. But I wanted, that's an interesting experience. That's something that's got to speak to other writers. That's a moment where you're like, oh my God, somebody has stolen my work and is selling it. Oh my Lord, my Lanta, my friend used to say. I'm such a heathen. But you have no idea. Oh Lord. There are more people to talk to and more stories to read and more things to learn. And talking to people across the world and recording it is one of the most amazing experiences that I'm getting as an author that I don't know. It's time consuming, but do I want to give it up? So thank you so much for buying Her Broken Alpha now on Kindle Unlimited. Thank you so much for following me. Find me on Facebook. I'm going to try to do some parties and some giveaways. I'll be giving away the anthology, a paperback copy, and I will be giving away some signed copies of Choosing Her Alpha. And I will be giving away, when they come out, at some point, some copies of Her Broken Alpha as well. So My giveaways have been really small. So if you were thinking of buying print copies, just wait and enter the giveaways. Because you might have a chance. I mean, I did a Twitter giveaway and I think I had 12 people enter. I mean, wow, 1 in 12, that's a pretty good chance. I think my Facebook giveaway was 1 in 20. Maybe I'm not good enough at advertising them. I don't know. But I would so love to give a book to a reader, a deserving reader. With that, I'm hoping to get some fun stickers. They're book cover stickers. And I want stickers of Rutescent's entire line. So that would mean Stasi, Anna B. Star, I don't want to say it wrong. You know how I am, people. Anna B. Star's book. I would love to give away a sticker for that. And then that would be Meryl's book and the anthology and my book. And yeah, that would be, I mean, they're cool, right? And I could just send them to you and it'd be fun. So let me know. I love feedback. You can always email me, comment. My website's getting updated and I'm going to be doing some things over there. So, and then there's poetry. So find me on Facebook, find me on Twitter. Let's interact. You guys are so important to me. Check out Leanne. There's also a Goodreads group, which I'm trying to be better at being involved in and getting moderators for. So the Goodreads group is like readers who love Omegaverse. You don't just have to love my book. You can love any Omegaverse or any Alpha. You know, any kind of OTT, over-the-top, jealous, possessive hero would be, I love to hear about, because those are my type of men. So check me out, follow, you know, do the things. And thank you. Thank you so, so much. And remember that your personal story or the story you're working on writing or the thing you have to tell the world, it is important and valuable. It builds communication, community, empathy. And whether or not it's, you know, if I don't agree with it, that even makes it more powerful because it gives me understanding and empathy for what you've done and what you've gone through. So don't discount the power of your words. I had a tagline. I forgot it. I don't know. It's in an episode. Does somebody remember? Have a great day. Thank you for listening.